Introduction. I was 7 years old when I sat by and watched all my toys and clothes being boxed up and loaded into the car. We were moving. The car ride was a familiar drive as we took it often to visit my grandmother. But I had a strange new feeling when my parents, sister, and I walked through the front door of an empty two-bedroom apartment. Back then, I had no idea how that moment would forever change my life. I was the youngest of seven children that spanned over 16 years in age. Finances were tight, but we were never without. As a teenager, I started to realize how different we lived, and I became fascinated with those who had more. My friends tended to come from wealthier homes where I could escape from my reality. My friends and their parents made sure I had everything they had. I had access to their name brand clothes, fancy vacations, meals at nice restaurants, and so, for brief moments of time, I was one of them. Many people have invested in my life and, in a sense, donated to my personal cause. I've seen generosity at its best with no strings attached, no expectations of being paid back or being recognized, just pure joy to invest in my life. In elementary school, I caught the fundraising bug when I became the top candy bar fundraiser in my class. From the outside looking in, it appeared to my classmates that we had a small family of four. What they didn't know was that the other half of my family lived on the university campus on the opposite side of town. My dad and I would drive to campus to visit my siblings, and we'd go door to door through campus housing. Those dollar candy bars flew out of the box. My classmates didn't stand a chance. The day I was awarded the top fundraiser in my class, something came alive in me. I began raising funds for class trips, cheerleading uniforms, school competitions, and then mission trips and charities. As soon as I realized I could raise funds to help others in need, I was hooked. I had found my calling. Although I care deeply about charitable causes, I began to connect more and more to the individuals who gave. I could see firsthand how wealth brought its own challenges and responsibilities. It is a common misconception that money can fix all of our problems. And yes, a certain amount will make our lives slightly easier. But someone of great wealth could destroy a nonprofit if they gave more than that individual or charity could handle. I also saw the genuine interest my donors had in my own life. They wanted to invest in me because they could see that they were making a difference through me. It's been 30 years since I received that candy bar fundraising award, and I've spent the past 15 years as a fundraising professional, raising well over $10 million for charity. Some of those dollars were painful, but every volunteer I've recruited and every dollar I've raised gave me the content for this book.